The 100 Years' War, the Crecy Period, the Siege of Calais, Part 5. Calais finally surrenders. Now, Philip VI kept his troops on the heights of Saint-Gaëtan for almost a week, during which time he was consumed with searching for some sort of a diplomatic miracle to reduce his coming humiliation. Philip turned to the two papal cardinals, who had always been, you know, not very far from the battle lines. The cardinals, after being summoned by the king, passed through the French positions and headed towards the English positions. At the Neuilly Bridge, they delivered letters asking for someone suitable of rank to speak to them. Edward III conferred with the Earls of Lancaster and Northampton, and then they went out to meet the cardinal. They also brought with them a small group of officials. The cardinal said that Philip VI was most anxious to discuss peace, and added that he had some proposals to make which Edward ought in all reason find acceptable. Well, the English were pretty guarded. This had been pretty typical stuff, because periodically these guys would show up with some sort of thing that Edward wouldn't accept. But anyway, English camp rumors were distrusting of the cardinals, and they were afraid that all that would happen would be some sort of shabby compromise. Well, Edward was willing to agree to a short 3-day truce. The next day, two large pavilions were erected at the edge of the marsh, just inside English lines, for the negotiations. Well, the English side was represented by Lancaster, Northampton, Margrave Juliet, Walter Monet, and Reginald Cobham, as well as Bartholomew Burgesh. The French delegates included the Duke de Bourbon, the Duke d'Athens, Chancellor Guillaume Flon, and Geoffrey de Charnay, who was a famous knight who had actually at one time been a prisoner of Northampton. Well, as soon as the negotiations began, it was obvious to the English that the French considered Calais lost, which of course played right into their hands, because the French were trying to get reasonable terms for the garrison and the townspeople. First of all, they wanted a guarantee that their lives would be spared. Second, those that wanted to leave Calais could do so, and they could take their goods with them. Third, they were authorized to offer a permanent peace, which they held back for quite some time. And what this part of the permanent peace would do is that Philip VI would restore all of Aquitaine to the English king based on what Edward I had held, and that it would be, just as at Edward I's time, it would be a French fief from the French crown. So it was crown land given to Edward I, and this would be crown land given to Edward III, which means every time we change kings, the English king is going to have to come over and pay homage. Well, this had actually been offered to Edward III 3 weeks before the Battle of Crecy, and he turned it down then, and he's going to turn it down this time. The English wouldn't even discuss the points. First of all, Calais was as good as theirs anyway. Secondly, Aquitaine was now too small a reward for all of their expense and all of their losses. So on July the 31st, 1347, after 4 days of unproductive discussions, a new French delegation arrived, this time with a challenge. They challenged the English to march out of their defenses and fight a battle in a fitting place to be chosen by a joint commission of 8 knights, 4 French and 4 English. This proposal was simply designed to save Philip's honor. No sensible person in Edward III's position would accept it. Unfortunately for Edward, no one with his reputation could be seen publicly turning it down, because it was a very futile thing to do. Later, Edward III claimed that he had taken up Philip's challenge, quote, trusting in God and our right, end of quote, and had even issued safe conduct messages for the 4 French knights. And of course, the French totally denied it. The truth is obscure and actually unimportant, because events had actually moved faster than Philip had. The defenders of Calais could not hold out any longer. Now, they had celebrated the arrival of the French army with flags and bonfires and trumpets, but 11 days had passed, and it appeared nothing was going to happen, except they were going to starve, and the delay was simply too much. On the evening of August the 1st, 1347, the defenders of Calais took torches to one of the highest towers and signaled the French army that they intended to surrender that night. Well, Philip's army, after seeing that message, knowing that they weren't going to be able to save the city, simply burned their tents and burned their equipment and marched off before sunrise. The French garrison commander the next day sent a message to the English camp. He asked to speak with Walter Monet, perhaps because he was an alter with a chivalrous reputation, who might be expected to sympathize with the plight of the garrison at Calais. Well, Monet crossed the defenses with three of Edward III's counselors to parley, and they parleyed in front of the city gates. Unfortunately for the garrison, he offered a really bleak message. Edward III would offer no terms. Edward would take everything in Calais as if it were his. He would then ransom or kill whom he pleased. Monet said, quote, "You have defied him too long. Too much money has been spent and too many lives lost," end of quote. But he was not happy about what was going on. He understood the situation. The commander said, "All we have done is our duty, which is what you would have done." Well, Edward III's harshness embarrassed the English, and when they returned to Edward, they pleaded with him. Monet pointed out, quote, "By Our Lady, I say that we shall not go so willingly on your service if you put these men to death, for then they will have us put to death, though we shall be doing no more than our duty," end of quote. Now, he clearly stated the principle common to both sides on which gentlemen were ransomed, not killed. A similar argument had persuaded Philip VI to spare the Earls of Salisbury and Sussex when they were captured in April of 1340. Although Edward was not really that interested in doing the right thing, Edward was sensitive to the political cost of insisting on his own way, and ultimately he answered, quote, "My friends, I do not want to stand alone against all of you," end of quote. The results were, he gave them some term. The first one was the defenders of Calais were allowed their lives. They would not be killed. They were safe. However, second, they were not free, and they would not have to get to keep their possessions. So we're going to have people ransomed at this point. And then the last point was six of the most prominent citizens of Calais, quote, "shall come before me in their shirt sleeves with nooses round their necks, carrying the keys of the town, and they shall be at my mercy to deal with as I please," end of quote. The commander of the garrison and the Calais citizens accepted Edward's terms. The surrender of Calais would take place exactly 11 months after the siege began, so they surrendered on August 3rd, 1347, and the siege ended. The preliminary stuff after the siege is interesting to note, and I'll bring up one point at this juncture, and that is, why is Edward so harsh on the people of Calais? We have to understand that Calais, like Saint-Malo, is a headquarters of French piracy, and they've been raiding England and English shipping for a long time. And the belief was that most of the wealth of Calais was the result of stealing diamonds and jewelry and other things and furs from the noble women of England and from the noble English ships. So they're really kind of considered a pirate haven, which kind of plays into the harshness aspect. But we'll see what happens, because there's some interesting things that take place in the final division. Now, the sources for this, the Hundred Years' War by Perrault, the Hundred Years' War by Nylands, the Hundred Years' War Volume 1, Trial by Battle by Sumption. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, SummaHistorica.com or HistoryAccordingToBob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs or USBs, if you will, because you can get the CDs in electronic format. And thank you very much.